Blog Talk Radio.
On the board so we can see the, I can't see the board yet. It keeps on saying they're having technical difficulties, but I'm waiting on it to load up. How is everyone doing today? I was able to schedule a show, but for some reason I can't see the studio board where I can see how many callers we have and open up the board. So I'm working on that right now to see what's going on. I'm not quite sure what's happening, but I'm going to try to work it out. But it's hot. It is one hot day. I am telling you. Oh, my goodness, it's hot. It's just too much. You know, and it rained for a quick second, and it cooled it off for just a quick second, and then it, oh, my goodness, that sun came back out again. We're detecting that you're using, I'm not using no blockers or none of that stuff. Hold on just a minute. Yes, indeed. All praises to the Most High Yah. Okay, I'm working on it, you guys. I'm working on it. If it doesn't work, you know our plan B. We're calling into the conference call. So I don't know what's going on, but I'm still trying to get on here and see if we can come through there and see you. But like I said, if you ever call in and you can't hear me or something's going on, if I don't make an announcement, it's something technicality with their system, we always have the backup. We have a conference call that we can call in and do the radio show through the conference call. So I just wanted to let you guys know that. You know, it's just been a, of course, you know how it goes. You know how it is. You know exactly how it is. Now I can get on the episodes. I can see the episodes, but for some reason they will not put me into the studio. But you know how it is. You know they own all this stuff, and all you gotta do is say something they don't like, and all of a sudden you can't use their tool. So you gotta be able to understand that too. You know everybody's getting upset about what's happening, and the fact that the Israelites is waking up. And, you know, you say the wrong thing or something that's going to piss somebody off and you just ain't, you're not able to use their venues, you know. So you got to be able to take that into consideration, too, because there's nothing wrong with my internet. I have perfect internet service. I can get on every other, I can go on the episode link, pulls right up, create an episode, pulls right up, settings, come right up. It's just when it comes to the studio where I can see the calls, it doesn't come up. It's just twirling up and down. And even though we pay the money and do all that stuff, we're still using the things that they have put in place. So we got to understand that. You know, everybody's not happy about our situation and who we are. But I'm going to keep trying until I can get on. I mean, the show is still set. You guys can, you know, still do it. We're going to give them about 20 minutes. If it doesn't work, everybody can just call in to the other call number and see. You know, we can do it that way. But that's how they do, you know. And then they'll say they'll blame us on our end. Oh, it must have been something wrong with your computer. And it's like, no, my computer works every up with all the other stuff. Why is it not working now? You know. So it is what it is. We got 29 more days. Praise the mighty Yah. 29. You know. And I don't know if we will be able to have venues like this on our own before we leave or not. But, you know, we have to always accept the fact that we're using other people's things to be able to talk. Even though we're paying our money, you know, they have the option to do whatever it is that they do. You know, so for you all that's new, the same call that we called on yesterday to do the Bible class, you know, we can always use that call as an alternative. And that number is 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039-pounds. You know, so it keeps coming up as an error. It was like the request could not be satisfied. So it's coming up as an error. So I don't quite know what's going on. Excuse me. But this is the deal today, you know. I don't know. And like I said, you cut on stats. You get that, you can get that with no problem. That comes on with no problem. Episodes, that comes on with no problem. Dashboard, while it's still twirling, that comes on with no problem. Now, they claim we got 69,976 listeners. I don't believe that. We had 60,000 listeners a year ago, so I don't believe that. But it's nothing we can do about that either because we won't be able to prove it one way or the other. So let me see if I can do it this way. See if it'll pop up this way. Twenty-nine more days. Praise the mighty God. 29 more days. You know. All praises to the Most High Yah. Just hold your patience. Be patient, everybody. Let me see what it'll, see if it'll work. You know.
And it's like, don't get mad at us. We didn't write the story. They want to get mad at us. We didn't write the story. You know, I can't help it if you can only pretend for so long. This wasn't going to last forever. You know, it really wasn't. I mean, you know, for real. I mean, everybody got all these rabbis talking and all this stuff talking. And guess what? The Most High is just pulling the wool off of everybody else's eyes for you to be able to see. He is. He allowed everybody to do this. This wasn't something that you did on your own. He allowed you to be able to do this and to set everything up. But at some point, you had to know it wasn't going to last forever. And now that we're waking up, they get mad. They don't want you to use the stuff. It's like, come on now. Stand fast. Now, we'll get some sort of email. We're very sorry for your technical difficulties. They last time they told me I scheduled two programs at the same time. You can't even do that. That's impossible to do. So this is the deal. I'm still trying to get in here. It's twirling. It keeps coming up like it's an error, you know. So we're working on it. But anyway, just to listen to me, I guess, for a moment. I hope you guys can hear me. All praises to the Most High Yah. You know, everybody's doing good. It says, somebody sent me an email, police officers to be microchipped. Really? It says, Tom Hart never sent you this email. This email just avoids you unless you reach out to the sender. Avoid phishing. Okay, good. We're going to take this off. Let's get rid of that. All right, your child may be taken. Man, I'm not opening that either. Nope, we're not going to be able to do that. If you get some emails that you don't know, please do not open them. Somebody asked me a question. Sister Yaina, quick question. Is speaking in tongues something that we should do as Israelites? Is it appropriate a prayer session and wailing women? Well, I'm going to put it to you like this. When the apostles were in the upper room and they came out of the upper room, they were speaking languages. They were speaking, each one of them spoke a language from those 70 languages that the Most High created at the Tower of Babel. So, you know, this the language that nobody knows about, that everybody says they're speaking in an unknown tongue, that nobody knows about. The Most High said he was going to give us a pure language when we got back to the wilderness. So I'm not, you know, I'm kind of leery about the Rocha, Handa, La, 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 Rocha, Tadabo. I don't know what that is. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to speak ill of the Holy Spirit, but I don't know what that is. So, you know, I know that when the disciples or the apostles came out of that upper room, they were speaking in those men's languages. It was their languages that they were speaking in. They weren't speaking in other people's, in an unknown tongue. So as far as that's concerned, I don't know about that. I really can't say one way or the other because the Most High said that he was going to restore us back to a pure language, you know. So I think that's about the safest bet that I can get, because a lot of people think that it's something spiritual that they're doing, you know, and when we know, like we said yesterday, that we were made to serve other gods of wood and stone, you know, something that I'm not quite sure about and I'm leery about, I tend to stay away from until I get clarity from Yah. Because all of this stuff, you know, whatever we experience in the church, in that church, in that experience, you know, you have to really question, because he told us we was going to be made to serve other gods of wood and of stone. So, you know, and you know, to be able to say that, you know, that's something else. That is something totally different. So I would kind of steer away from it. You know, I wouldn't, you know, take it, because we've had a lot of spiritual experiences in there, and that was my biggest struggle. When I came out, I was like, wow, we had some spiritual experiences in there. You know, I mean, I felt shivering, and I felt, you know, a spirit come in the room. I've had some experiences like that. I felt different things, you know, and that was my biggest issue, was like, that wasn't you. You know, so I would steer clear from it. I would. Because I'm going to tell you something, since I came into this knowledge, I don't even speak in tongues anymore. I don't. You know, so, you know, I just don't do it. Because even when you do it in the church, there's supposed to be somebody there to interpret. So it's still supposed to be a language that somebody can interpret. And that unknown tongue, I don't know. I just thought that's just one of them things I can't say one way or the other. I steer clear from it. So y'all give me some clarity as to what, who, when, where, and why. Because he told us when we got here, we was going to be made to serve other gods of wood and of stone. So I just wanted to make that very clear. I'm checking my emails. So I'm going to give it about 5 more minutes. If I can't get on here, we'll just have a question and answer session on our free conference call. You know, but somebody sent me something about Kirk Franklin getting rebuked by the street preacher. Yes, indeed. My grandson is absolutely beautiful. Thank you all for everything that you guys have done, you know, in regards to the congratulations. I really appreciate that. It means a lot. You know, we're just moving forward. You know, but they got to come out of that church. You can't stay up in there. Because it's not, that's not even, that nothing in there nothing in that setup is conducive to what Yah says do in the book. And when you get to know him and you get to know the things that he told us to do as his people, you know, when we came over here in this captivity, the Gentiles gave us their version. Basically, they took our story, and they inserted their own thoughts, and they inserted their God, even down to the white man with the brown hair and all that stuff on there, and we began to serve him. But that's not Yah either. That's not Israel. Somebody asked me, well, do we call him Yah or do we call him Israel? You call him either one. It doesn't matter. So, you know, sometimes I say Yah, sometimes I say Israel. That's not him. You know, we call him Yahweh Shah. That's not him. He's a black man. And until that is corrected and straightened out, then how can those people be the people that are going to be grafted in? Because they still believe in a lie. They don't want to accept the truth. But they're supposed to be able to change the way he looks and then still come in because they feel comfortable with him looking like them. And that just can't be the case, you know? And see, some of these churches that are becoming conscious, they still talking to the Gentile nation like, you guys can come too. Y'all can be grabbed in. Not until the truth is the truth. You got to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You don't get to make it be what you want it to be so that you feel satisfied in accepting it. It is what it is. He was a Negro from the tribe of Yehuda, and the 12 tribes are Negroes, men and women. And that's just the real truth. And we have people in our land who are professing to be us, that he has allowed this to happen so that, because there's a part that they have to play.
You know, but, yeah, I mean, you know, I would steer clear from it, because we learned it in there. You know, real, we learned it in there, and that's just the way it is. You know.
All right, look, we're going to give them until 3:50. If nothing happens by 3:50, we're going to call into the conference call. And we tried to tell everybody, you know, call into the conference call, because, you know, this stuff don't work all the time. Like I said, especially if you say something they don't like. They play games. You know, there's no need to do that, because it is what it is. We ain't going to be able to stop the Most High, just like they're not going to be able to stop the Most High. They're not.
So I'll praise this to him. We do what we do. You know.
Uh-oh, they got Kirk Franklin on the street preaches. The street preachers got, y'all got to come see this. Hold on, let me cut this mess off. All right, look, this is what we're going to do. Everybody that's on the line, call in to the conference call. We're going to call in to the conference call, and we're going to come on the conference call so we can see this. This is interesting. Because I know he didn't think he was ready to do nothing. They are on this, too. So we have a problem with this. We know some stuff in the game. Hold on, let me get this open here. You know, let me get this open. All praises to the Most High, y'all. It's just today. It's one of the days. You know, I still got the phone number on. I can't even hear nobody dinging in. I can't hear nothing. So I hope you guys can hear me. Now this twirling around. Lord, have mercy. Tell him he ain't been preaching long enough to be able to do that. Let me see if I can go in here and do something. Hold on. I'm still working on it, you guys. Hold on a minute. Let's see. Security. Okay, let me see. I'm still unblocking stuff, you know. Let's see. I ain't had to do this yesterday. We ain't have all this problem. I don't know what's going on, but we'll see what happens. Okay. See the data. Clear. Okay, let me clear my cookie and see if that'll help. All right. Hold on, you guys. I'm trying this again. We're going to try this one more again and see if that's what it is. Hold on. I'm coming. I'm trying to block talk one more time. One more again. Let's see what's happening. I cleared my cookies. Let me see if that'll help. All right. Oh, I'm back. I'm in. Shalom, shalom, everybody. All right. We back. All right. Praise y'all. Okay. Hallelujah. Let me get this off of here. All right. All right, everybody, if you can hear me, push one. Anybody that can hear me, please push one. Push one, push one, push one. All right, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so we back in the game. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Everybody pushing one. All right, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Don't get me wrong, I appreciate you. Let me make sure ain't nobody on the conference call thing. But, yeah, they got Kirk Franklin on here, you guys, on the street preachers. He came up against the street preachers. I'm like, Lord, no, you didn't. And they pulling them out. They coming out the woodwork. You best believe they coming out the woodwork. They want to know what's going on. Told y'all, everybody watching. Everybody is watching. Okay, now let me call here and tell everybody to call back in. Hold on 1 minute. Hold on. I'll be right back, you guys. Hold on. All right, everybody. Shalom, shalom. This is Shaina again. Everybody is on the conference call because they want to see the Kirk Franklin video. So we're going to have all of you all that are on here call into the conference call, the 319-527-9197. So if you would be so kind, just call into the conference call because they want to see the video with Kirk Franklin and the street preacher. For you all who can't see the video, I'll give you the name of it, and you can pull it up on your computer and watch it while we're watching it. All right, if you guys could do that, it would be great. I'm going to end this show so we can go on and see it on the free conference call. The number we called in yesterday, 319-527-9197, and the access code is 256-039. I'm going to say it again, 319-527-9197, and the access code is 256-039 pound. All right. See you then. Bye.